The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to perhaps the most unique day in the entire church here. If you've never been to an Easter vigil service, I know some of you were forced to come here because of confirmation. But if you've never been to an Easter vigil, hopefully you'll be in for quite a treat. We ended last night, Good Friday, in darkness. In the ancient church, the church would gather at sunset on Saturday, and they would keep the vigil all night long, the Easter vigil. The only remnant of that we have left in our Christian churches today is the sunrise service, which was the end of the Easter vigil. Tonight we will bridge the darkness, go the bridge from darkness to light, from Good Friday to Easter Sunday. We are already in a bit of darkness. Soon the light of Christ will shine. The service has four very distinct parts to it. The first is the service of light. If we were a little more liturgically correct, we would all have a piece of fire in our hands that we've taken from the bonfire that we kindled outside, and we would process in. We don't want to have a bonfire on our asphalt parking lot, so we're doing things just a little bit different. But we are having our new light procession coming in. Following that service of light is a service of remembrance of baptism. This is for all of us to remember the gifts that God has given us in baptism. And at that time, 10 of our young members here at Good Shepherd will be confirmed in the faith. Following the service of baptism, confirmation, we will have the service of readings. The tradition is to have 12 long readings that recount the history of God from Genesis all the way until the birth of Christ. Since most people can't tolerate more than one or two long readings, that's what we'll have tonight. And we won't have a 12-hour service tonight, but we will get a flavor of that with our readings and recounting God's gift of creation, God's gift of redemption, and God's promise of resurrection. And the fourth part of our service is the first celebration of the Lord's Supper in our Easter joy and new light. I know we have lots of visitors here tonight. Please note our communion statement on the front of our bulletin. We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His Word and receive His gifts tonight. Before we begin with the first verse of our hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, on this Saturday, so many years ago, the body of Jesus rested in the tomb, giving us a picture of our heavenly and eternal rest. Heavenly Father, Christ's work was done, was finished on the cross, winning salvation for the life of the world. Heavenly Father, we begin in darkness. We end in light. The light of Christ. The light of Christ who says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Bless us tonight with the gift of light, the gift of life, and the gift of salvation. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. We sing verse 1 of hymn 430, My Song is Love Unknown. Please stand.
Christ crucified for the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Christ buried in the darkness of the tomb.
Have mercy on us.
Christ raised from death to life.
Grant us your peace.
Beloved in the Lord, on this most holy night in which our Lord Jesus Christ passed over from death to life, we are gathered here in vigil and prayer. This is the Passover of the Lord, in which, by hearing His word and celebrating His sacraments, we share in His victory over death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega. His time and eternity. His are the glory and dominion now and forever. By His wounds we are healed, both now and forever. Amen. May the light of Christ, who is risen in glory from the dead, scatter all the darkness of our hearts and our minds.
Amen.
Rejoice now, all you heavenly choirs of angels. Rejoice now, all creation. Sound forth trumpet of salvation and proclaim the triumph of our King. Rejoice too, all the earth, in the radiance of the light now poured upon you and made brilliant by the brightness of the everlasting King. Know that the ancient darkness has been forever banished. Rejoice, O Church of Christ, clothed in the brightness of this light. Let all this house of God ring out with rejoicing, with the praises of all God's faithful people. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places with all our heart and mind and voice praise You, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, and Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. For He is the very Paschal Lamb who offered Himself for the sin of the world, who has cleansed us by the shedding of His precious blood. This is the night when You brought our fathers, the children of Israel, out of bondage in Egypt and led them through the Red Sea on dry ground. This is the night when all who believe in Christ are delivered from the bondage to sin and are restored to life and immortality. This is the night when Christ, the life, rose from the dead. The seal of the grave is broken and the morning of the new creation breaks forth out of night. Oh, how wondrous and beyond all telling is Your mercy toward us, O God, that to redeem a slave You gave Your Son. How holy is this night, when all wickedness is put to flight and sin is washed away. How holy is this night, when all innocence is restored to the fallen and joy is given to the downcast. How blessed is the night when man is reconciled to God in Christ. Holy Father, accept now the evening sacrifices of our thanksgiving and praise. Let Christ, the true light and morning star, shine in our hearts. He who gives light to all creation, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. Hymn 616.
Continue now with our remembrance of baptism. In the ancient church, all of the baptisms in the church took place one day out of the year. This day, the Easter Vigil. Tonight, I invite you to turn to page 272 in our hymnal. Page 272, as we follow the order of confirmation. And for our 10 confirmads, please stand. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to His apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age. You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? Do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty?
Yes, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord? You believe in God, the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God?
I do.
Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from the scriptures, as you have learned to know it from the small catechism, to be faithful and true?
I do.
Do you intend to hear the Word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to live according to the Word of God and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it?
I do, by the grace of God.
We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive His blessed sacrament, He who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You may be seated. Nicholas Scott Crocker. Nick, your confirmation verse, Matthew 28, 18 to 20. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
Nicholas Scott Crocker. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting.
Calvin Bryce Cuddy. Calvin, your verse is from Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction. out of the miry bog and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God.
Calvin Bryce Cuddy, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
Max, Thomas, Fitzsimmons. Max, your verse is from Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths.
Max, Thomas, Fitzsimmons, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
Grace Marie Macklin. Grace, your verse is from Jeremiah 29. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Grace Marie Macklin, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
Elena Novacek. Elena, your verse is from John 8, verse 12, a very, very significant verse on this Easter vigil night. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Elena Novacek, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
Shelby Pearson. Shelby, your verse, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Shelby Pearson, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Derek John Poppy. Derek, your verse is Psalm 55:22, and just happens to be my confirmation verse as well. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved.
Derek John Poppy, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Samantha Robler. Samantha, your verse is from Proverbs 22. Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, He will not depart from it.
Samantha Robler, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
There's a smile. I look twice here. Madeline Elizabeth Stokepart. Maddie, your verse is Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me.
Madeline Elizabeth Stokepart, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Jacob, Aaron, Wiest. Jacob, 1 Corinthians 16. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love.
Jacob, Aaron, Wiest. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Smile. Here we go. Please stand for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You for Your great goodness in bringing these, Your sons and daughters, to the knowledge of Your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess His saving name. Grant that, bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty and most merciful Father, in the waters of holy baptism, You have united Your children in the suffering and death of Your Son, Jesus Christ, cleansing them by His blood. Renew in them the gift of Your Holy Spirit, that they may live in daily contrition and repentance with the faith that ever clings to their Savior. Deliver them from the power of Satan and preserve them from false and dangerous doctrines, that they may remain faithful in hearing Christ's Word and receiving His body and blood. By the Lord's Supper, strengthen them to believe that no one can make satisfaction for sin but Christ alone. Enable them to find joy and comfort only in Him, learning from this sacrament to love You and their neighbor and to bear their cross with patience and joy until the day of the resurrection of their bodies to life immortal. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our service continues with hymn 704, Renew Me, O Eternal Light. Hymn 704.
In this most holy night, our Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord, broke the power of death and by His resurrection brought life and salvation to all creation. Let us praise the Lord, for He truly keeps His word. The Son of Righteousness has dawned upon us who have sat in darkness and in the shadow of death.
A reading from Genesis chapters 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse, and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together He called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind, on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens, to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures, and every living creature that moves with which the waters swarm, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished His work that He had done. And He rested on the seventh day from all His work that He had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all His work that He had done in creation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Almighty God, through Your Word and Spirit, You most wonderfully created all things. And through the Word made flesh, You brought new life to fallen humanity. Grant that in Your mercy, we may be conformed to the image of Him who shares fully in our humanity, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hymn 578, stanza 1.
From Genesis chapter 7, 8, and 9. Then the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of all clean animals, the male and his mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and his mate, and 7 pairs of the birds of the heavens also, male and female, to keep their offspring alive on the face of all the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground." And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened, and rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and his sons, Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Noah's wife and the 3 wives of his sons with them, entered the ark. They and every beast according to its kind, and all the livestock according to their kinds, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, every winged creature. They went into the ark with Noah, 2 and 2 of all flesh, in which there was the breath of life. And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The flood continued 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made and sent forth a raven. It went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Then he sent forth a dove from him, to see if the waters had subsided from the face of the ground. But the dove found no place to set her foot, and she returned to him to the ark, for the waters were still on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her, and brought her into the ark with him. He waited another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came back to him in the evening, and behold, in her mouth was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So no one knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. Then he waited another 7 days and sent forth the dove, and she did not return to him any more. In the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth had dried out. Then God said to Noah, "Go out from the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, birds and animals, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may swarm on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth." So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hey. O Lord, you kill and you raise to life. You brought the flood upon a wicked and perverse generation, and yet you saved faithful Noah and his family in the ark. Keep us in safety in the ark of Christ's body, the church, that your mercy may come to its fullness and your salvation be preached to the ends of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Stanza 2.
From Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy over these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O God, your Son came as the Son of Man to breathe his word and spirit upon the dry, dead bones of Adam's children. Grant that we may hear your holy word, receive your spirit, and rise each day from the death of sin to life, to live in newness of life before you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Stanzas 3 and 4.
Portion of God's Word that we will consider this evening. The Holy Ghost has caused to be recorded in Romans chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are Your words. These are Your truth. Sanctify us by Your truth. Amen. Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. This evening, this Easter vigil, we are bridging the gap from Good Friday to Easter Sunday. We are bridging the gap from death to life. We are bridging the gap from crucifixion to resurrection. And in so doing, we have a picture of the Christian life. From death to life. From death to life. That is what the Christian life is. It's really played out for us as the structure of the Easter vigil. I know we just have a tiny little version of it here tonight. But as this structure of the Easter vigil unfolds before us, we see God at work and this structure and this life of a Christian unfold as well. We begin with light. We who are in darkness, the darkness of sin, we need light. Jesus Christ is the light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. Jesus says, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Good Friday teaches us that darkness swallowed up even Christ. Easter Sunday teaches us that the darkness could not hold Jesus, and the light of life bursts forth. Light and life where we are darkness and chaos. So, how does God bring us from death to life? The second part, that remembrance of baptism. An opportunity for all of us to remember, even if we don't remember because we were a tiny baby. For all of us to remember the miracle that happened in our baptism. God doesn't say you need to get in a DeLorean and go back in time or back to the future and somehow mysteriously and mystically appear on Good Friday. We can't do it. We can't go there with our mind, we can't go there with our heart, and we certainly can't go there with our body. So how in the world can God connect us to the marvelous events of Good Friday and Easter? He brings them to us. He delivers Good Friday and Easter to us. He delivers the goods. He delivers the deliverance. He pours out on us Good Friday and Easter in the baptismal font. That's what the Apostle Paul is talking about under the inspiration of the Spirit in Romans 6. These are baptismal words. This is baptismal language where God brings us from death to life. Death on one side of baptism because we are lost and born in the trespasses of our sin. We pass through the waters, life and salvation on the other side as God brings forgiveness, life and salvation to us. The forgiveness earned by the perfect life. The obedient death, the once for all death. and the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He delivers it to us. He plants it in our hearts. He creates faith in us. We were dead, but now we're alive. Alive in Christ. How does God sustain us in this new life? With His Word. Or as any of these 10 young adults would say, the Word, the Word, the Word. The power of God's Word sustains us. The law shows us our sin and our need for a Savior. The Gospel. God's sweet good news teaches us who that Savior is. Jesus. And Jesus alone. The Gospel gives us life. The Gospel sustains our life. We don't need the Gospel just to get us in the door, to get us in the family. God's good news of Gospel is life. Life each and every day. If we don't eat, soon we will shrivel up. For some it might take a little longer than others, but soon we will shrivel up and waste away. We will get sick. Maybe not right away, but eventually we will, to the point of death. When we starve ourselves from God's Word, the same things happen spiritually. Oh, we may be physically alive, but inside, we're dying. We're dead. God knows how easy it is to pass from this new life that we have back to the old ways, back to sin, back to death. So He gives us His Word to teach, to admonish, to strengthen, to comfort, and to forgive. God gives His Gospel in a variety of ways. When we remember our baptism and return to the font, as we hear the Word of God, either in God's Word, when we read it in a sermon, we sing it in a hymn. He speaks it into our ears in the words of the Holy Absolution. And He has given us a foretaste of the feast to come. The eternal feast, the heavenly feast, the banquet, the immortality of life. Christ's body and blood. Jesus says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life. And I will raise him up on the last day. He's speaking there primarily about faith. But He's also teaching us that He has given us His very body to eat and blood to drink. His special gift. I can't explain to you how it happens. I just know that it does. We cling to Christ's Word. This is my body. This is my blood. How can we believe that when it sounds like such nonsense? Well, Jesus was dead and now He's alive. I will trust the words of anybody who dies and comes back to life. So far, that means one, Jesus. We can trust His Word because His words are life. In our Scripture reading tonight from Romans 6, God, through Paul, asks this question. What shall we say then? We're forgiven in Christ Jesus. We have new life in Christ Jesus. We have freedom in Jesus. More on that tomorrow morning. What should we say then? Should we sin all the more so that grace may abound? After all, if God is giving out forgiveness, maybe I should rack up enough sins to get a little extra. Isn't that how we sometimes think? We can do what we want when we want because, after all, God will forgive me. I'll say a couple of extra prayers in church. I'll throw a couple of extra bucks in the plate. How easy it is to fall for Satan's lie. And that's exactly what it is. That we should wallow in our sin so that we can get more grace, forgiveness, stuff from God. How does God answer that very real, yet very nonsensical question? What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. You hear that? By no means. How can we, who died to sin, still live in it? How can we, who died to sin, still live in it? When we live our lives, our baptized lives, our Christian lives, in ways that are indistinguishable from those who are outside the church, from pagans, from those who hate Christ in His Word, we mock Christ. We shame His sacrifice. And we make ourselves out to be hypocrites. God says, don't you know who you are? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that Christ, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Do you see it? That's the picture. That's the life of a Christian. As God has brought us from death to life, every day that same pattern, that same movement is to happen. From death to life. From death to life. We memorized in Luther's Small Catechism, Baptism Part 4. What does such baptizing with water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil lusts. That's every day. Daily, drowned and die. How? Through contrition, that's being sorry for our sins, and repentance, trusting that Christ can and will forgive us. In order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. A new life in Christ. That's God's gift. That's God's gift, not just to our 10 confirmands. That's God's gift to all who have been washed in the baptismal waters. To all who have been branded with the invisible brand of the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God's call for us tonight as we move from darkness to light. As we move from Good Friday to Easter Sunday, as we move from death to life, is to remember who we are. Baptized sons and daughters of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And to realize that God's desire is not for lip service. God's desire is for us. To walk in newness of life. I suppose today someone might say, God doesn't want us just to talk the talk. He wants us to walk the walk. We know that as we examine our lives, we have failed not only to walk the walk, but many times also to talk the talk. We've cut ourselves off from God's Word. We thought that our words were better than the Lord's words. We have succumbed to the temptations of the devil, the world, and that old Adam or old Eve that lives inside of us. We've mocked God with our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Is there any hope? If there was no hope, we should close up shop right now and move to the bar. But there is hope. Hope in the One who has moved from death to life. Jesus, who was dead, is now alive. And through His death and resurrection, He proclaims to you, My son, my daughter, your sins are forgiven. I have washed you clean in the blood of the Lamb. My holy, precious blood spilled from my hands and my feet and my side and my brow. You are washed clean. You have been baptized into my death and resurrection. I am giving you new life. Now, my children, walk in newness of life. How can we do it? How can we do it with all of the things that are stacked against us? Well, I guarantee you, on that first Easter Saturday, the odds were against Jesus rising from the dead. What does Jesus do when the odds are against us? He wins. My friends, we walk in newness of life for one reason and one reason only. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Having been washed clean by the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are bold to come before our Lord in prayer. We continue now with the Litany of the Resurrection, bottom of page 5 in your worship folder. Please stand as you're able.
O Christ, O Lord, Jesus Christ, Son of God,
hear us.
Paschal Lamb, who is offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Who was crucified for our transgressions and raised for our justification.
Have mercy on us.
Who destroyed death by dying and by rising to life again brought life and immortality to light.
Have mercy on us.
By your glorious resurrection from the dead.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By your victory over sin and death.
Good Lord,
by the majesty of your risen body,
good Lord,
that we may daily die and rise with you in our baptism and walk in the freedom of your forgiveness.
Grant us,
good Lord,
that we may set our minds on things above and not on earthly things, serving others as we have been served by you.
Grant us, good Lord,
that we may dwell with you forever in the new creation, as citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem, together with all the saints.
Grant us, Lord.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Lord.
Have mercy.
O Christ.
Have mercy.
O Lord.
Have mercy.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Welcome in the name of our crucified and risen Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. At this time, we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this night. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who brings us from death to life would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Thank you.
service of Holy Communion, found in setting number 1, starting on page 160. We begin with the offertory, which is hymn 578, stanzas 5 and 6, We Stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up.